Holy visions and revelations fall into seven definite responses of the brain that give rise to beliefs. They bridge from our world to an invisible domain where matter dissolves and spirit emerges. 1. Fight or flight response. The response that enables us to survive in the face of danger. This response is linked to a God who wants to protect us. We turn to this God because we need to survive. 2. Reactive response. This is the brain's creation of a personal identity. From this response, a new God emerges, one who has power and might, laws and rules. We turn to this God because we need to achieve, accomplish, and compete. 3. Restful awareness response. This is the brain's response when it wants peace. The divine equivalent is a God who brings peace. We turn to this God because we need to feel that the outer world isn't going to swallow us up in its endless turmoil. 4. Intuitive response. We rely on our ability to know ourselves from the inside out. The God that matches this response is understanding and forgiving. We need Him to validate that our inner world is good. 5. Creative response. The human brain can invent new things and discover new facts. We call this inspiration, and its mirror is a creator who made the whole world from nothing. We turn to Him out of our wonder at the beauty and formal complexity of nature. 6. Visionary response. The brain can directly contact the light, a form of pure awareness that feels joyful and blessed. The God that matches it is exalted. We need such a God to explain why magic can exist side by side with ordinary, mundane reality. 7. Sacred response. The brain was born from a single fertilized cell that had no brain functions in it, only a speck of life. To match it, there is a God of pure being, one who doesn't think, but just is. Without Him as a source, our existence has no foundation at all. These seven responses, all very real and useful to us in our long journey as a species, form the unshakable basis of religion. No one can shoehorn God into a single box. We must have a range of vision as vast as human experience itself. A subtle give and take is going on at the deepest level between a parent and child. In the same way, God seems to grow directly out of our deepest inner values. Peel away all the layers of a human being, and at the center, you will find the seed of God. I believe that God has to be known by looking in the mirror. Although everyone's brain can create countless thoughts, just to take a number, at 10 thoughts a minute, a single brain would conjure up more than 14,000 thoughts a day, 5 million a year, and 350 million in a lifetime. To preserve our sanity, the gross majority of these thoughts are repetitions of past thoughts, mere echoes. The brain is economical in how it produces a thought. Instead of having millions of ways, it has only a limited number. Physicists like to say that the universe is really just quantum soup, bombarding our senses with billions of bits of data every minute. This swirling chaos must also be organized into a manageable number. So the brain, with its seven basic responses, provides more than sanity and meaning. It provides a whole world. Presiding over this self-created world is a God who embraces everything, but who must also fit into the brain's way of working. In one way or another, when a person says the word God, he's pointing to a specific response from this list. Any god who protects us like a father or mother stems from fight or flight. Any god who makes laws and rules over society stems from the reactive response. Any god who brings inner peace stems from the restful awareness response. Any god who encourages human beings to reach their full potential stems from the intuitive response. Any god who inspires us to explore and discover stems from the creative response. Any god who makes miracles stems from the visionary response. Any god who brings us back into unity with him stems from the sacred response. As far as I know, the brain cannot register a deity outside the seven responses. Why not? Because God is woven into reality, and the brain knows reality in these limited ways. It may sound as though we are reducing the mystery of mysteries to a firestorm of electrical activity in the cerebral cortex. But we aren't doing that. We are trying to find the basic facts that will make God possible, real, and useful. Many people will be sympathetic to this because they long for a God who fits into their lives. No one can make God enter the everyday world, however. The real question is whether he might be here already and going unnoticed. I keep coming back to the transition zone in our reality sandwich. Unless you are willing to take your vision there, the presence of God is too ghostly to be relied on. Is the brain prepared for such a journey? Absolutely.